The entire Bible speaks of Jesus Christ. Both Old Testament and New Testament, all the scriptures point to Jesus. Today we have a perfect example of that in both the Old Testament reading from Genesis with Joseph, the beloved son of his father, and of the parable of the tenants and the king who sends, the landowner who sends his beloved son to them without success. Last year I talked about the gospel, so this year, for this Friday, I'm going to talk about the reading about Joseph. Joseph in the Old Testament is a type of Jesus Christ. We see so much how in his brothers casting him off, leaving him for dead, and then selling him to the Ishmaelites, we see Jesus. Of course, Joseph is the beloved son of his father. He is hated by his brothers, those who should love him. They throw him into the cistern, but before they strip him of his clothes. Today at 1:30 in the Stations of the Cross, we will meditate on the 10th station. Jesus is stripped of his garments. He's cast down, their own flesh and blood. He's sold to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. Jesus was sold by Judas for pieces of silver to those who arrested him. And also this interesting note that they sell him to the Ishmaelites, who are in a caravan laden with gum, balm, and resin. It's like very particular, spelled out what they're carrying in the book of Genesis. Well, what do you make from balm and gum and resin? You make perfumes. You make ointments. You make spices. You make incense. Jesus' body, after it was taken down from the cross, was covered with all these things, anointed for his burial. Empty cistern, empty tomb. It all connects together. Now, we won't hear the rest of the story at daily Mass in the Lenten cycle, but we know, of course, that Joseph is then taken to Egypt. He then is the right-hand man of the Pharaoh, and it is he who distributes bread to the entire known world in time of famine. It is he who ends up rescuing the very brothers who hated him. It is he who reconciles with them through tears with their father, overcoming the enmity and resentment of their father's delight in his youngest beloved son. He does all these things for the children of God, even dwelling in a foreign land, which is not where he came from. Brothers and sisters, in our Lenten journey, whenever things happen to us where we suffer, where we're hated by our own flesh and blood, where we're put in a new place and we wonder, why am I here? What am I doing in this space in my life right now? Remember Joseph. Remember Joseph. Remember how God turned his ordeal into such a blessing that he couldn't see. God would have us use our faith to think very quickly when we first experience trial or hardship or what is this? What's happening to me right now? To think and trust that, well, Lord, I don't know exactly what's happening, but I know you will use this as a blessing for others. Who are you going to bless through this ordeal I'm going through? Who are you going to help through me? Who are you going to feed through me? Lord, I know you'll deliver me from the pit. I know you'll raise me up. Help me remember those who you are blessing in the future, even though I suffer now. We ask for this grace as we turn towards the altar, towards our risen Lord, who feeds the entire world, not with bread, but with the bread of life, his own flesh and blood, his body, blood, soul, and divinity.